If you were listening to our breakfast show yesterday, the Midweek Drive Morning Edition, of course, on our sister station, Siren FM, you might have actually heard Fiona Hunter, nutritionist, talking about the importance of skipping food to replace those calories with alcohol. It's not good, it's not clever. Listen again to the podcast. But certainly, to continue our nutritional theme, in his own inimitable style and in association with respect to the wonders that is PharmaNord.co.uk, and to chat once more about the Mackie Barry, the joys of the whole notion of glucose control, and indeed the banning of, or indeed additional taxes on sweets within the NHS, and indeed glucose-containing high drinks, it's time to welcome the one, the only, the legend who happens to be Dennis the Chemist. Good morning, Dennis. How are you?
Morning. Yes. You summed up everything I was going to say. So
we'll pack up then. We'll go home. No worries.
No, but everything we seem to be talking about, Alex, the last few broadcasts, it's in all the newspapers. You know, it's all about the new nicotine, which is the sugar. We're getting people slowly. To stop smoking, and since they banned when they first banned smoking cigarettes in public places, in that first year, I think it was about the middle of the year, June, July, when they banned it. I know there were 17,000 less deaths, which could have been attributable to smoking, and in a full year now. I read there are 41,000 less deaths because people are stopping smoking. So we know all the problems of cigarette smoke, and we're now coming to terms that we should not be setting fire to leaves wrapped up in white paper, breathing in the smoke, and we call these cigarettes, and we shouldn't be doing it. It's ridiculous. And similarly, with the amount of sugar that people are consuming. And I remember years ago reading that in 1750, the amount of sugar that people consumed in a year was something like 17 pounds. And then I read that in America in 1920, it had gone to something like 40, 48 pounds a year. And then I read that in America by 1990, which is only 26 years ago, it had gone to something like 80 to 100 pounds of sugar being consumed in a year in all its different forms. Cakes and chocolates, sweets and biscuits, and jam and marmalade. And of course, sugar is broken down, even pizza, and pasta, and bread, and potatoes, and sweets, and turnips, all those foods which do give you fibre and can give you vitamin C, which we need, of course, because humans can't make vitamin C. So all those foods break down to sugar, and it ends up, you know, the portions we eat are too big, but more than that, whatever we eat, the modern lifestyle, we don't get enough exercise to burn up the sugar. I mean, most of us are not farmers. We're not lumberjacks cutting down trees. Most of us are not doing manual jobs. Most of us do watch millions of people sit and listen to the radio, and they sit and watch television for several hours a night, and they don't intertwine it with getting exercise. Even to change the channel on a television, you press a button, you don't get up. The only time you get up is to have another cup of tea and have your cakes and chocolates and sweets and biscuits with your cup of tea while you're listening to the radio or watching television. So the lifestyle, you know, I was reading Tuesday, January the 19th. It was in the Daily Mail. It was a headline, NHS to impose its own sugar tax on snacks in hospitals. It does always seem silly when you're in hospital or you're visiting somebody in hospital that if there's a restaurant in the hospital or if there's a machine in the hospital that you're offered to be able to purchase, you know, cakes and chocolates and sweets, the Mars bar, the Bounty, the Kit Kat, all those supposed sweets, favourites of ours, and yet when you analyse the contents, it's on the label how much sugar you're getting, and there's now a free app that you can download called Sugar Smart, and you hold your phone, if it's the modern phone, with this modern app, you can download it. And there's like a bar across your screen on your phone. You hold it next to the barcode that allows the shopkeeper to enter it into his till to charge you from this sugar-laden product. And you can see the colossal amount. It shows you how many cubes, sugar cubes, there are in the bar. And you'll find that many of these bars that we're eating have several spoons of sugar. 5 spoons, 6 spoons, 8 spoons, 9 spoons of sugar in a bar. You would never say to your child or your grandchild or even to yourself, if you talk to yourself, you would never say, wow, 7 spoons of sugar. Here, little daughter, little son, little granddaughter, little grandson, come here, grandpa or grandma or mummy or daddy is going to give you some sugar. Here, I'm pouring the sugar onto a spoon. Open your mouth, there you are, eat that. I don't like it, it's too sweet, it's horrible. No, have your second spoon, your third spoon, your fourth spoon. Your fifth spoon, your sixth. Nobody would do that in their right mind. But we give them all these so-called treats, and we're just giving them sugar and, of course, fat. It's just ridiculous what we've been doing for decades after decades. So this article by Ben Spencer, the medical correspondent, said, NHS is to place its own sugar tax on the junk food in hospitals to tackle the growing obesity crisis, which of course leads, I'm adding, obesity with all this junk food leads to diabetes, it leads to cancer, it leads to many, many problems, arthritic problems because of the weight, the extra weight we have on our hips and knees. And when you do lose weight, your knees and hips say thank you because your arthritic symptoms improve. Chief Executive Simon Stevens said the levy on sugar drinks and snacks in vending machines and cafes in the national health buildings like hospitals would deter patients, visitors and staff from buying them. Expert last night urged David Cameron to apply a similar tax on high sugar drinks as well across the UK. If you buy a cola drink, a 300ml can, the sugar drink, then if you see on the label there are 36 grams of sugar, glucose, sugar, if you divide by the magic number to find how many spoons of sugar you're about to drink, you can drink a can of cola, literally, a few minutes. And if the number, which it often is 36 grams of sugar, divide it, listeners, by the magic number to remember, number 4. 4 into 36, you remember your times table. 1's 4 is 4, 2 4's are 8, 3 4's are 12, 4 4s are 16, 5 4s are 20, 6 4s are 24, 7 4s are 28, 8 4s are 32. And in cola drink, there's about 32.5 grams of sugar. So 4 into 32 goes 8. 8 spoons of sugar. You bought a cola drink, you drank it, you gave it to your children to drink, and you've just had 4 into 32 goes 8. 8 teaspoonfuls of sugar. You would never eat 8 teaspoonfuls of sugar. And all the cereals for breakfast that are advertised heavily, that we're supposed to give ourselves, our children and grandchildren, there are similarly many spoons of sugar in these cereals for breakfast. And even the yogurts, call them yogurts, whatever pronunciation, some of them have in 100 grams or mils, they have the equivalent of 6, 7, 8 spoons of sugar. Look at the yogurts, and some of them have very low sugar. You have to look carefully in the supermarket. Some of them will have 1.8 grams of sugar, which is, you know, less than a teaspoonful of sugar. But some of them will have several spoons of sugar. So the Prime Minister has resisted, the article went on to say, the idea, but is said to be considering including it in a childhood obesity strategy next month. Mr. Stevens said that the NHS tax, which will be rolled out over 5 years, would raise up to 40 million annually to improve the health of the NHS staff, and I'm adding, and the customers, the patients who are in there to get better from illness, or from the visitors who are visiting people who are trying to get better from illness. And the idea is that because it's going to be dearer, then they will have less sugar, they will buy less. I'm not sure whether that work, their calculation is it would raise 40 million. I think they would have to raise it a very lot, make it very expensive. He added, all of us in the NHS have a responsibility. And I'm a pharmacist in a chemist shop for 50 years, so I have a responsibility to help people when they come in with their billion prescriptions that the 12,000 pharmacists in Great Britain do. A billion prescription listeners. 10 years ago, it was 500 million, 500 million prescriptions. Now it's past 1 billion prescriptions. So the responsibility, not just to support those who look after the patients, but to make the case for wider changes that will improve the health of this country. Mr. Stevens has made it his mission to tackle the nation's obesity crisis since he took over 18 months ago, warning it is no good the National Health taking a stance on health and diet when our very hospitals are full of junk food outlets. Professor Sheila Hollins of the British Medical Association, the BMA, she quoted as saying, "We urge the government to follow suit. Poor diet is responsible for up to 70,000 deaths a year and has the greatest impact on the NHS budget, costing $6 billion annually. So where does this come to Pharma-Nord, a company with the name Pharma, Pharmaceutical, Nord, the north of Denmark? So this company, Pharma-Nord, they have about 48 health products that they make and are sold up and down the country in pharmacies like mine and in health food shops as well. So there's 12,000 commie shops. I think there's about 5,000 health food shops. And a majority of them are stocking this brand of health food products called Pharmanord. And they have very, very good health food products. And they are made by Danish law, the only country in Europe which states that health food products made in Denmark have to be made as good as the medicines we give out in our pharmacies. They have to be made to pharmaceutical standards. So with all this talk of sugar and the amount of people getting diabetes, we know at the moment it's one person in 20 is diabetic. 10% are type 1, which unfortunately is from an autoimmune consideration where the person's own immune system goes faulty and it attacks, instead of attacking your cold and your infection and helping you to have a strong immune system against infection. So what's happening is the body's immune system, unfortunately, it can happen in babies, it can happen in 3-year-olds, 12-year-olds, 16-year-olds. This is 10% of diabetes. This is the type 1 diabetes where the people have to inject every day with insulin because their pancreas has been knocked out. It's been attacked mistakenly by their own immune system. And the pancreas has got special cells called the islets of Langerhans, named after Dr. Langerhans, who discovered them many, many, many years ago. If the cells can't make the insulin, then you haven't got any insulin. And you have to inject to stay alive. You have to inject insulin every day. Majority of diabetics is type 2 diabetes, 90%. And it's often caused, not always, but it's often caused by people being overweight. And there are many people now who are obese, which is not just overweight. They push the boat too far, eating too much food and too much of the wrong food, what we've just been mentioning before, too much sugary food, too much food that breaks down to sugar. And so this leads me to Pharmanord's latest product, which we're having wonderful results with. It's called, all their range is called Bio because they're biologically active. As I said, they've been made to pharmaceutical standards. So it's called Bio Gluco Control. Gluco, G-L-U-C-O, part of the word glucose, sugar, that's what we're talking about. Bio Gluco Control. And it's got two ingredients. It's got the mineral chromium that car bumpers used to be made of, and it's got the Pharmanord company, I don't know how it came about, but they teamed up with a firm in Chile, because this Chilean firm have got a product made from a berry, which they collect the berries, which release a substance if the berries grow between 700 and 1,100 feet up the Chilean mountains. People are collecting these berries. These maki berries are growing on the bushes, the maki bushes. These plants, if they grow between 700 and 1,100 feet, that gives them the optimum, the best levels of an active ingredient in the berry, which amazingly, when we swallow this extract, and it's in this beautiful purple berry, because that's the colour of the berry, this purple colour, if you buy a box of BioGluco Control to get this amazing result that I'm discussing, that this Pharmanord product, which is a combination in this purple tablet of the maki berry, which is purple, so the extract in the tablet, which is purple, is the actual extract of the berry. And they've linked it to the mineral chromium that used to be your car bumpers were made of chromium. You used to polish it. Now bumpers are made of rubber or plastic or some other man-made material, but it used to be chromium. And you need chromium, listeners. Everybody needs chromium. I mean, 99.99999% of people don't realize that you need chromium. To be honest, there will be many doctors and consultants who don't know that you need chromium, just like you need selenium, the famous Seleno Precise from Pharma Nord. And British Soil has the lowest selenium in the world. And we all need a tablet of Seleno Precise because it's in 25 pathways in your body. And statistics have shown from Arizona and Harvard University trials that if you take selenium, you can reduce your chance of getting prostate cancer by 63% and colorectal cancer 58%. You can reduce your chance of getting lung cancer by 48%, and you can reduce your chance of getting all cancer deaths by 39%. So you can see there are wonderful products that even doctors don't really know about because it's not in their remit, this nutritional aspect of health. Of course, they have the MIMS, they have the British National Formulary. These are books giving them all the facts they need about the medicines they can give out. But they're not really telling them about the wonders of the nutritional products such as selenium, Q10, vitamin E, vitamin D. We're all low in vitamin D because there's no sunshine from October to April. And there's many aspects of our lives, bowel problems, bladder problems, depression. Some people feel seasonal affective disorder are all related to the lack of sun. But coming back to this bioglucocontrol, I've explained how the maki berry is in there because what it does, here's the nitty-gritty. There is a substance, an enzyme called glucosidase, and that breaks all your sugar down, all your starch when you have your pizza, your pasta, your bread and the potatoes, all these starches and rice, they all get broken down to sugar. And then the sugar passes through the bowel wall into the blood and the sugar is carried around your body to give you some energy. So this purple berry, maki berry extract stops the glucosidase substance, the enzyme, we call it an enzyme, it stops it breaking down the carbs. You ate the carbs, you ate the pizza and the pasta and the bread and the potatoes and the sweet and the turnips and carrots, you ate all these starches and you now have stopped the starch being broken down to sugar. An ice cream is 70% sugar, so it can't stop that breaking down to sugar because it already is sugar. But amazingly, listeners, the maki berry extract does another wondrous thing. It stops a pathway which I'd never heard of, and I'm sure most doctors, consultants and pharmacists haven't heard of, unless they qualified this year. Maybe it's in the pharmacy course, maybe it's in the medical course that medics are learning at the moment in their 5 years to become doctors. But it's called a Synport, S-Y-N-P-O-R-T. And the Synport grabs the sugar using sodium, which we know is in sodium chloride, the salt that you put on your fish and chips, and it grabs the sugar and drags it through the wall of your bowel from the contents of the food that you ate into your blood to be carried round to your 60 trillion cells to be used up for energy. And once again, the maki berry ingredient slows down the import from even letting the ice cream sugar, the ready-made sugar that you're eating, and all the sugar glucose which is in your sweets, and the glucose, the sugar in your cola, all that is greatly slowed down by this brilliant maki berry. So Pharma Nord were very enterprising to link their chromium to make this product with the maki berry, the bio-gluco control. Now that you've got less sugar, the chromium, that allows the sugar, helping the insulin that's brought the sugar to your cell. That's the job of the insulin, to bring the sugar to the cell. But there's a glucose channel which isn't open properly without the chromium. And people do sell chromium products, but we found out recently they only are working 12%. The Pharma Nord chromium is working 100%.
And what a perfect way to actually just hold it there.
And tells your body, I don't need any more sugar, I feel full.
Well, there we are.
You don't get fat on your belly and your jaw and your bottom, and you don't get non-alcoholic fatty liver disease.
And the final whistle is going, Dennis, so there we are. That's fantastic as ever. Wonderful stuff there, 100% to actually wrap up with.
Amazing product. Brilliant.
And of course you can access it through pharmanord.co.uk
or BioGluco Control.
There we are, sorted. And you could also go to dennisthechemist.com. Both of those websites, of course, you can access through southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com as well, which is where you might be listening to this particular piece. Dennis, have you had a reasonably interesting mini lecture?
Well, every time I repeat it, a little bit more goes deeper into memory and makes me realise this sugar story is just exploding. And what I read out today, that this guy, Simon, his promise is that he wants to cut the obesity over the next 18 months. Well done, Simon Stevens.
Well, there
you're
we are.
You're going to save thousands of lives.
And we will continue to do so, and we'll speak again next week, no doubt. Dennis the Chemist, as ever, we salute you. You will return.
I salute you for giving me the opportunity. Thank you. Thank you, Alex.